Driveway wants to know what's your happy place. A hammock on the beach? A super chill zen garden? Snuggling with your cat on the couch? Wherever your happy place is, think about selling a car from there. Welcome to Driveway.com, where you can feel completely in control of your car selling experience. At Driveway, we give you our best price up front and 7 days to accept. Sell your car from your happy place at Driveway.com.
Keep boredom at bay with reliably fast Wi-Fi throughout your home from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. With the bars you need from bedroom to basement, there's no room for boredom. Click to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply.
En Family Dollar sabemos que quieres más para disfrutar tu verano. Por eso encontrarás más en cada tienda. Encuentra todo lo que necesitas para refrescar y consentir a tu familia, como nuestra gran variedad de helados, postres congelados, snacks y bebidas de tus marcas favoritas. Y todo lo que necesitarás después de un poco de desorden, como los productos de limpieza y lavandería a un gran precio y en un solo lugar. Family Dollar, te ayudamos a hacer más.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the NBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we have comments from the media presser ahead of Game 4 of the 2022 NBA Finals between the Boston Celtics and the Golden State Warriors. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with Steph Curry. We know about Steph's pedigree. We know Steph is the greatest shooter of all time in the NBA. We know about his terrific ball handling skills. We know about his speed, and we know about his conditioning. If you've been living under a rock, he suffered an injury, a foot injury, in Game 3 of the series against the Boston Celtics. Steph going for a loose ball. His leg got caught up in the pile. Al Horford wound up landing on his leg, and when Steph got up, he was limping off of the court. Well, in the press conference the next day, Steph said, you know, he didn't comment too much on his pain, but he said, no matter what happens, I will be playing in Game 4. And Steph will be playing in Game 4. They're going to need a lot of Steph in this series. Steph really hasn't had that quintessential NBA Finals moment. He's been big in some NBA Finals games, but he hasn't had that moment yet where people can be like, okay, in game such and such, this is what he did, and in game such and such, this is what he did. Game 4 could be the litmus test for Steph to do big things. Again, yeah, he's going to be playing with that foot injury, but his legacy is already intact. But this could be added to the legacy of Steph Curry, just in terms of him having that NBA Finals moment. And we know he's never been an NBA Finals MVP, but with him playing with this injury, this could change the fate of everything for Steph, not just for him, but for the Warriors in this series. They're going to need him to come up big in this series, and Steph is going to need this if he wants to have that NBA Finals moment. My next storyline is going to be the Golden State Warriors. In addition to Steph, everybody's got to play well in this. Klay Thompson has got to be big in this one. Draymond Green cannot be distracted by the heckling that's been happening with the Boston fans. And everybody else has got to step up. Andrew Wiggins, also Jordan Poole has got to come up big because he's been horrible in this series. And also, when are we going to see a lot of the young players in this series, such as Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody? Will Steve Kerr finally give them some playing time? That all remains to be seen, but they need help. I know Steph is going to get his despite being injured, but Klay, he's got to get his. Draymond has got to step up, and everybody else has got to step up as well if they want to extend this series. And my last storyline is going to be the Boston Celtics. So the Boston Celtics took care of home court advantage winning Game 3, and now they look to keep the home court advantage for Game 4. Jaylen Brown right now, if the series ended today, Jaylen Brown would be my finals MVP. But also, you got to put Marcus Smart in the voting as well for finals MVP. Jason Tatum, you put him in there as well. But also, someone that's been an unsung hero for the Celtics is Robert Williams for his tenacious defense. Al Horford may get a few votes, but I think Jaylen Brown would be the front runner for Finals MVP, followed by Marcus Smart, Jason Tatum, and then definitely put Robert Williams in the mix as well. But Boston, they're getting it done right now. And also coming off of the bench, you've got Derek White handling his business. Grant Williams has been pretty solid. Peyton Pritchard has had his moments, but Derek White has been the one coming off of the bench and leading the way with his sharp shooting and his defense. So Boston, the ball is in their court right now. They can definitely get it done and possibly take a series lead of 3-1, and if it goes back to San Francisco with a series lead of 3-1, the Warriors are going to be in major trouble going back out west, and they're going to have to come up with a game plan if it comes down to that. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll have comments from the media presser ahead of Game 4 of the 2022 NBA Finals. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
At Family Dollar, we know you want more to enjoy your summer. That's why you'll find more in every store. Everything you need to treat and refresh your family. Like our assortment of ice cream, frozen treats, snacks, and drinks from the brands you love. And everything you'll need if things get a little messy. Like cleaning supplies and laundry products. All in one convenient place at great value. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either
team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
You're still playing that game? Yeah, I'm getting you Blocks blue light glasses from Zenni.
What are Blocks?
Blocks glasses help protect your eyes against blue light from digital devices.
Get a complete pair of prescription Blocks glasses starting at just $24. Zenni.com. Eyewear for everyone.
With bills to pay and debt piling up, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. Personal loans through NetCredit can provide funding up to $10,000 to help you get back on track financially if eligible. Our secure application process allows you to customize the terms that work for you and your budget. So check your eligibility today without affecting your credit score and help get your finances back on track. NetCredit, a more personal loan. All NetCredit loans and lines of credit are offered by a member of the NetCredit family of companies or one of our lending partners. Visit netcredit.com/partners for more information. If you have bills and debt piling up, a personal loan through NetCredit can provide funding up to $10,000 to help you get back on track if eligible. Visit netcredit.com today. All NetCredit loans and lines of credit are offered by a member of the NetCredit family of companies or one of our lending partners. Visit netcredit.com/partners for more information.
A Cadillac is more than a statement. It's a celebration of self-expression. So, stand out in unmistakable SUVs like the iconic Escalade. Or set yourself apart in dynamic sedans like the refined CT5. Choose to be bold and choose yourself. Visit your showroom today. Cadillac, be iconic. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.
Each of us has a purpose. We are destined to do something meaningful. Not only to support our loved ones, but to positively impact our communities throughout the country. What do you think a private Christian education looks like? Grand Canyon University graduates 25,000 students yearly and offers more than 225 high-quality programs across 9 colleges. Find your purpose at GCU. Visit gcu.edu.
Hurry into Mattress Firm. For a limited time, save up to $500 when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base with qualifying Sealy purchases up to a $499 value. Or get up to 60% off America's top-rated brands, like Sealy Queen mattresses starting at $279.99 or Sleepies at $169.99. In stock for fast delivery, only at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
It's the Faves You Crave deal. Now, get an icy cool upgrade when you get 4 for $4 at Mickey D's. For a limited time, get a medium frozen Fanta Blue Raspberry or frozen Coke at no extra cost. Now you can get a juicy McDouble, crispy four-piece chicken McNuggets, small fries, and medium frozen drink for just $4. Get more of what you love with 4 for $4 at Mickey D's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average oak tree branch can hold 70 pounds. Something you probably do know, your neighbor is building their kid a treehouse. Something you probably don't know, a falling treehouse would take out your whole fence. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Home. They say it's where the heart is. They also say it's wherever you make it. They don't say. It's where you unload your stuff, get tired halfway through unpacking, use some boxes as furniture, realize your oven mitt's in a box that doubles as a nightstand, don't want to buy a new nightstand, and use a towel as an oven mitt instead. But no matter where you call home, GEICO makes it easy to bundle and save on renters and car insurance. Easier than grabbing a piping hot pan with a towel that's a bit too thin and trying to quickly get it to the counter. Ooh, hot, 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 hot.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito. A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens. Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with GEICO, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This GEICO sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your GEICO team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Finding the right person for the job isn't easy. Just ask someone who hired a monster truck driver to deliver pizza.
And the neighbors are going wild. You can hear that engine from a mile away, Fran.
And he's foregoing the driveway and heading right up the lawn and over the azaleas. What a power move.
But if you've got an insurance question, you can always count on your local GEICO agent. They can bundle your policies, which could save you hundreds.
With 6-foot tires and a roll cage, this pizza guy could quite literally crush the competition.
For expert help with all your insurance needs, visit geico.com/local today.
And now it's GEICO's Motorcycle Rules of the Road. Avoid biking in the rain and never touch another person's bike.
Hey, guys, look at these bikes. So shiny. Whoops. I'm gonna leave a note. Oh, gosh, there's more.
And the rule to saving on motorcycle insurance is, in 15 minutes, GEICO could save you 15% or more.
Welcome back to the program. So now the stage is set for Game 4 of the 2022 NBA Finals between the Golden State Warriors and the Boston Celtics. Let's give you a recap of what happened in Game 3. Boston beat Golden State 116-100. For the Celtics, Jason Tatum had 26 points. Jaylen Brown finished with 27 points. Marcus Smart had 24 points. And also Robert Williams had only 8 points, but he had 10 rebounds and 4 block shots in the contest on the losing side for the Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry finished with 31 points. Klay Thompson had 25 points. Andrew Wiggins had 18 points. And Draymond Green had 2 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists. So now the stage is set between the Warriors and the Celtics. At the media presser, Boston Celtics head coach Ime Udoka was asked if Jason Tatum's shoulder injury is impacting his play in the series.
With Jason, I think it's, you know, that finger that's going to get, you know, going to flare up whenever he gets hit the wrong way. Not sure if it has any impact on him finishing. He's still shooting the ball from three. Just the initial hit where you've seen him get, you know, had to shoot some free throws after. It might be a little numb there, but he's shooting threes right after, so I'm not sure it hampers his ability to finish at all. As far as the turnovers, we understand what our record is when we do and don't. And, you know, the run that they had in the first half was due to that. You know, a poor shot, we missed some free throws, but two of those were turnovers. And other than that stretch there, we had done a really good job in the first half. So 8 isn't terrible. We like to keep it under 15, so it was the emphasis going into halftime. And to only have 4 in the second half was huge, obviously, especially when they're making a run. At least you're not aiding it by letting them get on the break. But there were 2 stretches in the game, kind of the 7-point play, and then the stretch where they made the 9-0 run to get back into it, and those are due to turnovers. So, as always, we kind of come and go as the turnovers do.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA, and let's stay with the Celtics for a moment. Head coach Ime Udoka was asked how Jaylen Brown has improved this play since he's been his head coach.
All around, honestly. You know, the things he does, the versatility he gives us on the defensive end is what it is. I think that goes down, trickle down with Marcus and our bigs as well as our big wings. And so he's been solid there. And, you know, he's one of the guys that probably has had to kind of restructure what he did as a defender. He's usually a guy that locks in on an assignment, on ball, off ball, and kind of takes that guy out. Well, we're asking more communication, more recognition, and he's one of the guys that's improved throughout the season as far as that. And offensively, you know, culmination of last night was his playmaking ability and his scoring for himself. I think it was one of his best games of getting guys into organizing the spots he wanted, get our spacing correct, and then attacking from there. And so I think it was almost a perfect night as far as the reads he made with his aggression looking to score, but also 1-2 dribbles and finding guys all over the court. So that growth, as well as Jason, was a big, big point of emphasis coming into the season. I think he did a hell of a job last night.
All right, so again, that audio courtesy of the NBA, and Jaylen Brown has improved tremendously, and you can hear it in the soundbite from head coach Ime Udoka, very proud of Jaylen and his progression from last year into the current with the Celtics being in the NBA Finals. We're going to get back to Boston a little bit later, but let's get to the Golden State Warriors. Head coach Steve Kerr was asked if he would consider playing Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody in Game 4.
It's always a possibility. You never rule out anything. So it's, you know, something we discuss as a staff every day. Do we need to insert another player into the rotation? Do we need to change a lineup combination? All that stuff is discussed, and we just make the best decision that we think can be made and roll with it.
Right, that audio courtesy of the NBA, and they're going to have to make that decision in Game 4 to play those guys because currently Steph is having a great series. Klay has been okay. Draymond has had a horrible series, and Jordan Poole is nowhere to be found. Andrew Wiggins has been so. I think that Coach Kerr and his rest of his coaching staff are going to have to make those adjustments and play Jonathan Kuminga and play Moses Moody because, man, they're going to be in a desperate situation if they're down 3-1 in this series. Let's move along now to Draymond Green. Again, never a dull moment with Draymond. Again, he's somebody that's he's the heart and the motor and the engine that runs for the Golden State Warriors. In this soundbite, Draymond was asked which NBA players from the 1990s he's respected and still respects to this day.
Dennis Rodman. I had a ton of respect for his game, how he approached things, and the force that he always brought to the game no matter what. A guy who, most people would say was a little off his rocker. Didn't affect him one bit. If you said Dennis Rodman was off his rocker, he'd go further off the rocker, and so – I respect guys like that. I think the thing you have to remember is I was born in 90. And so as much as I had the opportunity to watch those guys, I was 6, when the Bulls won the championship in 96. I was 8 when they won their last championship. And so, a lot of that is going back and, like, just watching, and with the true understanding of what's going on. I watched it when I was 6. I watched it when I was 8. I absolutely loved it and enjoyed it. But I didn't understand the game within the game when I was 6. And so a lot of my knowledge of those guys and appreciation goes back. I mean, it comes from going back and watching that stuff and seeing how guys operate and how they play. And so, I have appreciation, but I also have an appreciation for guys that still play like the 90s and early 2000s, Ben Wallace, who was an extreme enforcer, Ron Artest, Steven Jackson, you know, guys who was really about all of that. And so, you know, where they had more of that spirit, and they kind of came up through that era. You know, I watched a lot of those guys, so more so than it just being like these guys from the 90s that's just so deep. Like, man, I was, if it's anywhere between the 90s, I was 0 to 9. And so my recollection of those guys just isn't as strong as it is the Ben Wallaces and the Artests and the Steven Jacksons, guys who I really watched and understood when I was kind of in a space of, or at a point in my life that I understood the game, thoroughly understood the game of basketball, and like I said, the games that's going on within the game.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA and Draymond Green talking about the stars that he respects. He respected in the 1990s and the ones he still respects to this day. And he mentioned Dennis Rodman and Ben Wallace and, well, a player formerly known as Ron Artest with Metta World Peace and Steven Jackson. Those players were very productive, especially with Rodman, of course, being a part of two championship teams, of being a part of the Detroit Pistons Bad Boys era, and, of course, of the second three-peat with the Chicago Bulls. Rodman was one heck of a player. I think Rodman is very underrated, even though he's a member of the 75th anniversary team. Rodman has always been one of my favorite players. Yeah, he's colorful. He's crazy. Say what you want about him, but Dennis Rodman on the defensive side and rebounding made big differences during the Bad Boys Detroit Pistons era and, of course, the second three-peat with the Chicago Bulls. Let's move along now to Golden State Warriors guard Klay Thompson. Klay has had a so-so series so far, but he's had a lot to bounce back from in the two-year period that he was away from basketball due to injuries. He was asked how grateful was he to be back in the NBA Finals after not playing for 2 years.
Yeah, incredibly grateful. The hardest part was having to watch this time during last year when it would just be me in the arena, Rick Celebrini, some slow days, and definitely on top of that, the hardest part was not being able to do a calf raise for about 4 or 5 months. So that was very tedious and took an incredible amount of work. And then what it means to be here, it's just awesome. I'm just incredible. I wish we were up 2-1 or 3-0, but that's not the case, and still a great opportunity ahead. And I'm just going to try and seize the moment, knowing what the last 2 years entailed for me. I'm just, you know, nothing's guaranteed in this league, so I'm just trying to soak it all in.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And, yeah, Klay, those 2 years that he was away was a long time, but we're glad he's back being in this position of his team being in the NBA Finals. And Klay was also asked, how was he able to stay leveled during the NBA Finals?
I'm not as anxious as I was in my younger days, which is good. And, you know, I remember a lot of instances where we were doubting whether we could do it, or we were up and we were feeling too good and maybe too cocky and let the thing slip away. So you can't really relax until the final buzzer of the closeout game. And that's the hardest part about the playoffs is you have to deal with being uncomfortable until the mission's complete. And that's just what comes with playing at the highest level, is that aspect of being uncomfortable and not being satisfied until the main objective is complete.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And, yeah, nothing is complete until the main objective is met, and the objective is winning the Larry O'Brien Trophy. And right now Golden State has a tough task at this moment. And we move along now to Golden State Warriors guard Steph Curry. A lot of questions about Steph and the injury coming into Game 4. He was asked, how will Draymond Green respond in Game 4?
I mean, the same way he kind of did in Game 2, with the same emotion, but just focus on impacting the game on both ends of the floor. We've been in hostile environments before. We understand what the emotions are like. I think even from, like, speaking, you asked about Draymond, but even for me, like, the first quarter, my first foul threw me off a little bit in terms of, like, the tone of the game. And you know, I get the second one, and you know, he's aware of that, I'm aware of that, we're all trying to figure out how aggressive physically you can be, and then you just get distracted and everything else becomes amplified. And the fact that we clawed our way back in the third quarter, you know, him was a part of that defensively for sure. All that you have to kind of bottle up and know if we can just, you know, execute our game plan, be the most physical team, come with, you know, multiple efforts on defense, be decisive on offense, and we don't have to reinvent the wheel at all. It's just play better across the board. We all need to do that. And no, Draymond will help lead that charge.
All right, that audio again courtesy of the NBA. So Steph showing support for his teammate Draymond Green, knowing that Draymond is ready for the challenge, and he's got to be ready for the challenge in game four. It's going to be no excuses. It's the NBA Finals. And Steph, let's get now back to the injury. Steph was asked if the injury would affect his mobility for game four.
No, even the last one, when I first came back and started testing it out and getting ready to play, it never got worse based on ramping up your intensity and all that. It's just the pain tolerance thing that you got to deal with. So obviously at this point in the season, if you're good enough, or in the series, if you're good enough to play.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA, and Steph was saying if you're good enough to play, you play, and he's going to play in game four. And Steph, continuing with the injury, a reporter had asked Steph, what's it like to be under the injury microscope, and if his ankles and feet are the most talked about in the NBA? Here's Steph.
Thought I was well past that for sure. But it's just something that's part of what we do. And, you know, it's, I guess the only thing is you're quick to be able to self-assess, really, you know, based on whatever the injury felt like. Like, think to Anthony's question, when I did it in the regular season, I knew it right away, like something was severely wrong. Last night I knew I was hurt, but it was not as bad, and I could kind of, you know, gauge whether I should stay out there and not do any more damage. And then that's why I'm very confident I'm gonna play to keep it moving. So you become your own doctor to a certain extent based on all the different episodes that you've had. I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but it is what it is.
Sometimes it's not a good thing. That audio courtesy of the NBA. And again, Steph Curry, you sometimes, when push comes to shove, you do what you have to do. And this is, they say, desperate times call for desperate measures. And this is a desperate time for the Golden State Warriors. And Steph is in a desperate situation. And game four, Steph is going to play with the foot injury. So he says he's going to be ready to go again. He's playing Dr. Curry. Like he said before, he doesn't recommend that. He doesn't think it's a good idea. But oh, well, as they say, such is life, right? So let's get back now to the Boston Celtics side. And Celtics guard Marcus Smart so far has had a great series for the C's. He was asked how he would describe the Celtics season so far.
I would probably have to describe it as just right. Everything happens for a reason, you know. You're trying to accomplish something great, you know, you have to, things have to be sacrificed, you know, and you have to go through some things. You know, to prepare you for the battle that's, you know, in front of you. And early on in the season, we had to prepare for battle that we were going to have to endure. And we went through it. We went through the training. We went through the beatdowns. We went through the blood, sweat, and tears. And now we're in the finals and have an opportunity to win a ring. So everything happened for a reason.
All right, that audio again, courtesy of the NBA and Marcus Smart, talking about everything happening for a reason. And the Celtics got off to a horrible start until January, when everything turned around, and it was one of those come to Jesus moments that head coach Ime Udoka had with his team. And at the beginning of 2022, in the month of January, everything turned around for Boston, and they never looked back. And let's stay with Marcus Smart. He was asked if they fed off of the energy of the home crowd in Boston with the Game 3 win.
Definitely think we did. I mean, when you got an environment like last night, it's kind of hard not to feed off. The energy was electrifying. It was chaotic, and it was perfect for the timing of it. I definitely think it may have affected Draymond in some way, but we all know Draymond feeds off that as well. So it's kind of hard to say how much of an effect it really had on him, because he embraces that, and that's who he is, and he takes that on, and he uses that to fuel himself. But as a competitor, it don't matter what side you're on, home or away, when the energy's like that, you definitely feel it, and you take it on, and you let it fuel you.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA, and with the city of Boston being one of the premier cities in the NBA, and that crowd is raucous, and when you play for that team and you play for that city, you have to do nothing but feed off the energy of that home crowd. The Celtics did it back in the day at the old Boston Garden, and now they're doing it at the TD Bank Garden in Boston, and definitely Marcus Smart is right. You can't help but feed off of that energy, and they definitely fed off of that in the win that they had in Game 3. Marcus was also asked what makes him and Draymond Green so respected in terms of their bluntness.
I probably have to say because it's not the norm. You know, nobody's used to the way how loud it is. Nobody's used to how aggressive it is. If you're not that type of person, it could come off and rub you the wrong way. But that's what makes us special. You know, we're different. And we embrace the difference that we have from everybody else. And that's what makes us great. And, you know, I know for a fact Draymond's never going to change. And we don't expect him to. That's Draymond. And that's what makes him the great player that he is. And, you know, his career has been full of, you know, triumph because of it. You know, he takes that team to a new level when he's on the court and with what he brings, and vice versa with me. So every team will tell you. They might not tell you right up front, but they'll tell you. Marcus and Draymond are two guys we would love to have on our team and two guys we would hate to play against.
That audio courtesy of the NBA, and that much is true. They would love to have those two gentlemen as their teammates, but would not like to play against them. And Marcus Smart, again, the reigning defensive player of the year. If Draymond Green is the heartbeat of the Golden State Warriors, the same could be said for Marcus Smart. Let's move along now to Celtics guard Jaylen Brown. Jaylen was asked about the way he has played defense in this series as well as his team.
It's who we are. It's who we've been. Play both sides of the ball. You know, everybody on our team, it sets a tone. From the top to the bottom, when you step on that court, you better bring it on both ends of the ball. So it sends messages to everybody, to Peyton, to Grant, to Aaron, whoever's coming into the game. Like, we hold each other accountable on that end. And obviously, me and Jason being here for, you know, a large majority of the time, it just sets the whole wavelength for everybody. Like, if we doing it, everybody got to do it. So we've been doing it all season. We've been guarding on both ends of the ball. So we just got to keep doing that.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And Jaylen just talking about how the Celtics have to continue to be consistent on both ends of the ball, on the defensive side and the offensive side, and so far so good. It's paid off big dividends for Boston. And Jaylen was also asked about the progression he has made from last season.
Where I was, I'm not even sure. Probably, you know, somewhere watching the playoffs at this time last year. And it hurt, to be honest. It hurt, like, watching that Brooklyn series, knowing I could be effective, knowing I could help my team win, but having to sit over there, watching our guys fight and compete, watching JT out there fighting and competing, and I'm just on the sideline in street clothes. Playoffs is what, you know, it's my favorite time of the year. It's what I love about basketball. It's real basketball. So last year having to watch was hard for me, so that's why this year, this playoff run has been so special.
All right, the audio courtesy of the NBA, and what a progression we've seen from Jaylen Brown thus far. Again, someone that's we've seen the progression from him last year, being a solid player since he's first come into the league. But, man, this year it's been on a whole nother level, and he's had to be on another level as his team is in the NBA Finals. And let's move along now to Celtics forward Jason Tatum. Jason was asked how he has handled the responsibility of living the dream, being in the NBA Finals.
It's been a great experience. Just try to remember it's still basketball at the end of the day. Try to prepare the same and, you know, not get too excited. You know, just go out there and be relaxed and play your game. But, you know, still enjoy this, right? You know, it's no guarantee that you go to the finals every year. And it's a big deal. So, you know, just try to enjoy it and be relaxed as possible.
part, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And, yeah, you just – the NBA Finals is no small potatoes by any stretch of the imagination. Like what Jason is saying, just have to be leveled. They're just taking it – taking the experience in one day at a time, one step at a time. And, again, it's an honor and it's a privilege, and you living the dream of being in the NBA Finals, but nothing is guaranteed for next season. And Jason was also asked about the temperament – of head coach Ime Udoka, and what's it like playing for him?
Never gets too high. I don't know if y'all see it, he cuts us out a lot. But I guess it's warranted during the games. But, you know, he always has, you know, from when we was winning and, you know, when we was, you know, in the 11th seed, he still had the same belief in us and this group that, you know, we could get it done. You know, so that's always something I've admired and appreciated about him.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And Jason was like, level-headed, really? I mean, after all, you know, Jason would say, yeah, he cusses us out from time to time. And I guess it's, to some extent, you know, Coach Ime's methods are working, because the Celtics were the number one defensive team during the regular season, and it's gotten them to this point being in the NBA Finals. And Jason was also asked if the competition level in the conference finals is different from the NBA finals.
I think it's definitely different. Obviously, a lot more at stake. But I do think being in the conference finals three times, you know, at a young age has, you know, helped myself and a lot of us, you know, prepare for this moment. It's not like this was our first time getting to conference finals and then we go to the finals. You know, we've played late in the season a couple of times, but, you know, this is unlike anything else.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And, yeah, you know, conference finals, it's just the regular season is one animal. The playoffs is a whole nother ballgame. Conference finals is something else. But the NBA finals is just on a whole nother level, elite level. And Jason Tatum said it best. He said it's just on a whole nother level when you're out there competing, because the competition is ferocious and it's the best of the best. And that's going to do it for this edition of At the Rim. I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and I'll talk to you again next time.
Switching and saving with Geico is easy, so you're free to ponder life's big questions. Like, if a person can get discombobulated, does that mean the rest of the time they're just, like, combobulated? Are we humans always in a state of combobulation? Until, of course, something dramatic happens and we are discombobulated for a while. Then we go back to being combobulated. Yeah, that's probably how that works. Switch and save with Geico. It's easier than you think. Switching and saving with Geico is easy, so you're free to ponder life's big questions. Like, if a person can get discombobulated, does that mean the rest of the time they're just, like, combobulated? Are we humans always in a state of combobulation? Until, of course, something dramatic happens and we are discombobulated for a while. Then we go back to being combobulated. Yeah, that's probably how that works. Switch and save with Geico. It's easier than you think. Switching and saving with Geico is easy, so you're free to ponder life's big questions. Like, if a person can get discombobulated, does that mean the rest of the time they're just, like, combobulated? Are we humans always in a state of combobulation? Until, of course, something dramatic happens and we are discombobulated for a while. Then we go back to being combobulated. Yeah, that's probably how that works. Switch and save with Geico. It's easier than you think.